You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hi. Oh my goodness. So crazy, so crazy, so kooky, so weird. Just two old boys talking about things going on in the world, making funny comments about it, and all kinds of things like that. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast and you're wondering, hey, is this going to be interesting to me? Well, if it's interesting to me, it's interesting to you. That's the way it'll work. So just, you know, grab on and enjoy it, you know. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do, brother or sister. Grab on and enjoy. Riggins, I didn't listen to something or read the full story on purpose because I wanted it to be surprised with the details. But I've been, as they say, chomping at the bit all morning to get to this story because I want to know all the details about the former bachelor who's just distraught over the controversy with the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So what happened?
Tyler Cameron, who you might have seen before, he's like a really good-looking dude. Yeah. He's been on other shows. I think he dated Kristen Cavallari for a while. He's like all American kind of looking, good looking guy. And he was on some podcast, which I'm sure was fabulous. but he was commenting about the Golden Bachelor and how, let me get his quote right. They have put a true stain on love in the bachelor world. these old people, you know, these two older people,
yeah.
They have put a true stain on love on the Bachelor.
And the person interviewing him on the podcast, laughing his face?
No. Tell us more. Why do you think that? I mean, he's like a model. I mean, I'm sure he's, you know, fine. But, I mean, so dramatic.
Yeah.
And he goes, 3 months? They make all my relationships seem very long. You know what I mean? Like, golly, I'm a dating expert compared to them.
So, because of this older couple in the Golden Bachelor, they didn't make it very long in their relationship from the game show.
Yeah, right.
That puts a stain on the entire sanctity of love that is produced in the game show, The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah, so either he doesn't fully get it like you're, you know, or he gets it and he just doesn't want to bash what The Bachelor is and stuff like that. He's still tied in.
But you can not bash it and still not sound like a dramatic little idiot.
Exactly.
Because people don't take it seriously,
right?
To begin with, even people who love it and watch it all the time still, which I don't know. I don't know how they do. It doesn't sound like anything that I would want to do in my life. But they don't even take it seriously. Like they're really in love. They're really going to find love. They're going to get married and last forever. And they ought to even take that marriage part out of it.
I agree.
Nobody who likes it would stop watching it.
No.
If you just took the marriage proposal out of it. All you got to do is say, I pick you. Now we're together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll send you on a vacation or something.
Yeah.
The marriage thing at the very end of the season, who cares at that point?
Yeah.
You're making a television show. And I try to explain this to my mom all the time because she still watches American Idol. She goes, well, that person was way better. I go, Mom, they're making a television show. It's not genuinely to find the next, Adele. They're making television show, and if they don't have ratings, they're going to switch things up. So yeah,
same with The Voice. That's why on The Voice, it's common knowledge now. It's believed that if you don't have a sob story to go along with your talent, then you're not going to go very far.
Right.
You got to have a sob story, some sort of an inspirational, you know, cheer them on, you know, root for them kind of thing. But on the subject of American Idol real quick, everybody was saying, because Katy Perry's leaving, that the news yesterday was that Jelly Roll would take her place because he did such a good job as a, what do they call it, a mentor. The only way that happens, I think, is if when Katy Perry quits, they'll have to get rid of one of the other ones.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they've got to have a woman.
Yeah.
They're not going to have three male judges, no matter how, again, to appease an audience. They're not going to have all men judges. They'll have to have at least one woman. You know, even if she is the least qualified to be telling people how to sing, yeah, which Katy Perry is on the show now. But anyway, the only time I like The Bachelor or Bachelorette is when David Spade does his entire Instagram story of him commentating it while it's happening. I think that's really funny. Because it is ridiculous.
Oh, it's so great.
Mm. My wife doesn't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. They're in like the 25th season or whatever it is. Yeah, it's probably past its prime. So that's why they do the Golden Bachelor, try to reignite some excitement around it. And they put Tyler Cameron out there to talk about The Bachelor. So they're trying to get people excited for it.
But, you know, we have a friend who is, a reality TV person. Her name's Veronica. She's in that 90 Day Fiance, Single Life, all of that stuff on TLC. But, I mean, she wouldn't go on a show and say, it ruined the sanctity of the single life.
Give me a break.
Yeah, they've just messed it all up.
Yeah, and the 90
Day... just a stain.
Yeah, the 90 Day Fiance is at least upfront and honest about it. Here's two people. We're going to see if we can get them engaged in 90 days. We know this is a ridiculous thing. We're going to show all the bumps and the bruises and the ugly spots of how two strangers essentially, fast forward a relationship.
Because with the Bachelor and Bachelorette, that's where when they do the whole engagement thing, that's what makes it seem like more of a joke. Because next thing you know, it didn't last. They broke up. They got divorced after 3 months and all that. If they didn't put that kind of pressure on it, where there's a definite worked or didn't work, then I think people would take it more seriously.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe they don't want people to take it more seriously. Maybe they like it the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they do in the ratings anymore, but yeah.
Who's the host now?
It is, who is it? It's not Chris Harrison.
Since they fired his ass. Chris Harrison wrong.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, is it the football player, Jesse Palmer?
Oh, yeah, it might be him. That real good
big head dude. Jesse Palmer.
He's got a big head, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like in the show business, it seems like in TV, if you can get one hosting job and do well at it, then they only want a handful of possibilities for television show hosts after that. Is they just rotate them all around. Ryan Seacrest, Jesse Palmer, he does sports. He does stuff on the Food Network. He like
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. What's his name? Jesse Palmer does like the Great Holiday Cookie Bake Off. Great Holiday Bake Off. He's the host of that on the Food Network.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah. Mario Lopez, he's always got a job hosting something.
They're not going to cause us problems. Mm. They've got a track record of being non-controversial, and they're safe. And we're going to make the show about the contestants, not about the host itself. Mm-hmm. It kind of disappears into the background.
Yeah. Sucks, because I want one of those jobs.
It's probably the greatest job you can have in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from a game show host, which seems awesome, too.
Yeah. Work one day a week.
Do a bunch of shows, get the paycheck, work 3 months out of the year, whatever it is. It's amazing.
Get to hump the show's models in the back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what Bob Barker did.
Yeah.
He was just pounding.
Somebody was asking Mila Kunis how they do She's on Family Guy, and that just renewed. Seth MacFarlane was like, we're going to keep doing it until people don't want it anymore. And she was like, it's the best job I've ever had. I go in on Thursdays in the morning. I set my own time, and I work for like 2 hours. No other actors. They just give me my script. I say it into the microphone, and I've got it down to a science now, and I'm done in like 2 hours for the week. That's awesome.
That is a good gig to have.
And you don't have to mess with like other people. It's a sound stage. You know, you're there with your microphone. It's dark. mm-hmm. read your lines, walk away.
I wonder, do they already have the animation done?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
So you watch the animation as you're doing the lines? I don't guess. Know. Why does she even have to go to a studio? She could just have it set up at home.
That's how I would do it. She's probably just looking to get out of the house. Get away from Ashton Kutcher, stupid ass.
The way I look at it is, if I can record shit at home, she should be able to record stuff
at home.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I agree.
Although I can only afford one set of recording equipment at home, so I have to move it from room to room depending on what I'm doing. Like when we do TJ and Jody's house, I have to take it away from how I've had the setup for my political show. Move the lights, move all the, you know, equipment.
I set up a little recording studio in my guest bedroom, and it's blankets and pillows and old clothing and stuff, but it works for what I need.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't like having to touch that equipment and move it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know, I had gotten past that, I thought, in my career. Having to move stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, I can't place that guy, that Tyler Cameron, whatever his name is. But now I just know he's a drama queen, obviously.
Yeah. But I bet you the Bachelor is like, go on there and talk about, say, be honest about it.
So he still works for them, you think?
I would imagine they're bringing him in for special episodes and things like that. And he's a very popular TV character. He's been on reality shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Some of those reality shows, though, would wear me out. You know, right now I'd do it for a paycheck. But, you know, if I had to sit and deal with Andy Cohen on anything, like if I'm one of the husbands on the Housewives, or anything, I'd be like, ugh.
Dude. Yeah, and those guys love it. They seem to like it more than the wives do.
Because there's really no pressure on them. And the men, most of the time on those reality shows like that, come off as being the cool ones.
Yeah.
Because it shows the difference between the men and the women. And usually men are more laid back and, all right, whatever. And they joke and they pick on people and, you know, that sort of thing. The wives are the ones who are always
at each other's throats. Yeah. But all the guys are like in the kitchen doing shots and hanging out with each other.
I mean, look how good Bruce Jenner came across in the Kardashians. You know, everybody was like, I feel sorry for that guy. He's trying to do, they're always, you know, this and that. And he's a cool guy and, you know, whatever.
It's him and Scott. Everybody kind of gravitated towards them because they were kind of the more mm-hmm. normal, balanced ones, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, people like men better than women. That's what.
Let's get right to the point.
Yeah. How many times?
They don't make as good television, though.
No, no. But even like normal women, sometimes you'll hear a lot of them say, I don't know how in the world she works with nothing but women. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And because they recognize that they're always, you know, at each other and all that.
And when they're not, like I think about that show Jody used to like about the women from Georgia. And one of the women was called Pumps, and she wore a glove on her hand to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
That show didn't last very long, and it was because there was a lack of kind of fighting. They were actually friends. Mm-hmm. They were funny. Right. But like, that doesn't cut it.
They want drama.
I think so.
I forgot about that.
They have their own pretty successful podcast now, of course.
Pumps. See, Jody loves shows that are especially about Southern women and all that's funny and all that. She doesn't have to have the drama of the, you know, fighting and all. She prefers it, I guess, but she doesn't have to have it.
Yeah, she likes the Seven Little Johnstons or whatever that is.
And they're Southern.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. I think they live in Georgia.
I had to go watch that clip about Jody freaked out when that Little Johnston ate a gummy or something.
Yeah.
I had to go find the original clip. That was crazy. They don't show him freaking out, but they tell the story of what happened with one of their sons. And he had taken some Delta 8 gummies and called his parents and was like, I don't know where I am. I was like, no. No.
Well, if they were trying to show that as a PSA, then it worked because it scared Jody straight.
It scared her straight. I would never do gummies. That Little Johnston took one and about killed him.
You don't know what you're getting in those things. Well, I think you do. Yeah, I think that's what he got was Delta 8.
Uh-huh. He got too high. That's what he got. He got way too high.
All right, so we have a lot of stuff for the Graham Slam today. We'll get into that next.
TJ's Podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Back. There is a lot of stuff going on. Exciting things with what we call ATJ Inc., the entire network of Ace and TJ products, or vehicles, as Riggins calls it. So go become an official TJ Fanatico. That could win you some prizes and get you all kinds of benefits and everything. You just go to acetj.com/fanatico, fill out the little survey there, and we would appreciate that. Be an official TJ Fanatico. And my wife and I do a podcast called TJ and Jody's House. It airs every Monday, a.k.a. Monday. And we also do a thing called Small Town Adventures, TJ and Jody's Small Town Adventures. And we're usually with our friends, my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael, which, by the way, I'm thinking of changing Michael's name from Handsome Husband Michael to Sweet Mouth Michael. I think that sounds cool.
Sweet Mouth Michael?
Yeah. He sells vehicles for a living, and somebody was buying a vehicle from him who is a naturalized citizen. And they were going back and forth on the price, and he was laughing, and he said, Michael, you have a sweet mouth. You have a sweet mouth, but I don't know. Meaning, you know, what you're saying seems right, yeah, and it sounds too good to be true, sure, and whatever.
Sweet mouth,
Michael.
That's definitely the new name. That's mm-hmm. great. That's funny. Hey, sweet mouth.
So we are going to, we're using Small Town Adventure. We're doing Small Town Adventures in New Bern, North Carolina. It's one of the hot cities, not only in North Carolina, but in the country. People are talking about it. And we're doing that June 8th, and sponsored by Bojangles. That's great. And we're making several stops like we do in Small Town Adventures. We just go and look at what the town has to offer, and we go in this place and that place and feature local businesses and stuff. So we're going to start at the Double Tree by Hilton New Bern Riverfront. Say that 10 times. Double Tree by Hilton New Bern Riverfront.
Got it.
We're also going to Cypress Hall, Baxter's 1892, and the Flying Fox. So that's going to be a big, big, big Small Town Adventures.
Yeah, because
everybody's been saying you got to go. You got to go to New Bern. You got to go to New Bern.
We got a big audience out there.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Mm-hmm.
Are Jenny and Michael going to be there as well?
We don't know for sure. Okay. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, they can't miss this one. This is a big one.
I know. Sweet Mouth Michael needs to be there.
I know. Sponsored by Bojangles, too. I mean, that's sick.
Oh, and you can win prizes to be able to hang out with us the whole time, which anybody can hang out with us when we go to these places. But this is who would be like along as part of the group, the TJ and Jody's house group. And you get a stay at the DoubleTree and $100 gift card to Bojangles. I mean, just all kinds of cool stuff.
Nice.
They're rolling it out, man. They're rolling it out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. For the Gram Slam today, which is where we make fun of things on social media. I hate to say I told you so. But long before this podcast, long before we were really focusing on digital broadcasting and video and all of that, on the regular, just when we were the legendary radio show, Ace and TJ in the Morning, I was telling people the direction the country is going, our society is going, we're getting too out of hand with treating pets, especially dogs, like humans. People are replacing humans with animals, and it's not good for society. People are ridiculous about their dogs. I love dogs. I've had dogs my whole life growing up, and then I had a dog, you know, years ago that I loved so much. It was a golden doodle named Dutch. He passed, killed me, just ripped me apart. He had the cancer. So it's not that I don't like dogs, but dogs don't need to be treated like humans. So then this video is going around, being viral and everything. So it's a dog's birthday party, and there are a lot of people at this dog's birthday party.
Yeah.
But these people, took it to the next level into complete and total, I think, just insano land. Does the video, just the audio from the video, tell you what's going on, Riggins? Or should we? Okay. So they have the birthday party for the dog, and while everybody is at the birthday party, they don't have a gender reveal of the dog, because everybody knows what the dog's gender is, what the dog's sex is. They have a DNA reveal. So the dog is a mixed breed. They had the DNA test run on it, and they're having a DNA reveal party along with the birthday party. So they have the results of the DNA test pop up on the TV screen of, you know, where you take your dog's swab of their mouth and send it off, and it tells you this much German Shepherd mixed with this much, you know, Chihuahua to this much whatever. So that's what they're sitting there watching pop up on the screen in the living room with the dogs, with the dog at the dog's birthday party. And you can't play what it sounded like, what they were doing.
Yeah.
Chihuahua. 22% Chihuahua cheering.
14% Australian Shepherd.
14% Australian Shepherd.
14% American Pit Bull.
Terrier.
I mean, shocked faces. Oh,
cheering. Oh,
clapping. Cheering.
Would there have been any breed of dog show up in there that they would have thought, oh, that's not good?
Uh-oh.
Or not cheered about?
Oh, God. I mean, isn't that
it's
out
sick
of control?
It is sick.
I mean, I thought dog birthday parties, which are becoming more common, has got to be the most annoying thing ever. This takes it to another level.
Hmm. The DNA reveal. Okay, just have a party. Why do you have to use the dog as an excuse to have a party?
Oh, yeah, right.
Just have a party.
Yeah.
Get your friends over. Have fun.
I mean, it's packed out, this this apartment or home, wherever, packed out with people for a dog's birthday. I mean, I guess that says something about, like, you have great friends, because I would not go.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not going to a dog's birthday
party. Does that make us bad friends?
No. Makes us sane friends. It makes us good friends to try to convince our friends that they're crazy.
What's more bizarre, going to a dog's birthday or going to a friend's wedding where they're marrying an inanimate object?
Yeah, we always talk about that too, that if you're a good friend, you wouldn't participate in that and support it. You'd get them to the hospital. I think that's worse.
Yeah, me too.
Because at least the dog is a living creature, you know, creature. If you got somebody who's marrying an inanimate object, then that's just a Looney Tune.
Yeah, that woman that married her dolls, mm-hmm. her homemade dolls.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't support that.
No, I can't. And I love my dog, but I'm not throwing him a birthday. And it's so self-centered to invite people, like, come celebrate.
Yeah. Because it is, like I said in the video was turned into a promo that people got mad about, but it is strictly attention by proxy for the dog owner. The dog owner wants this attention and uses the dog to get the attention.
Yeah.
For themselves.
But so are gender reveal parties.
Sure.
And, you know, all these other...
Well, it depends on who is at the gender reveal party. If it's just family, you know, and close friends, it's not quite as bad, I don't think, because you would be telling them anyway, we found out that we're having a boy. I mean, you would share that, right? We're having a girl, yeah, you know, whatever. And you might even get, once you have everybody together, you want to make an announcement. But, you know, doing the whole thing where all the friends have to come and they got to dress up and they got to have cake and food. And then there's a display where you shoot pink smoke into the air or whatever. That's where it takes it a little far. Or when you do such a huge reveal that it you just try to make it as much of a spectacle as you can. That's where that comes in as being an attention seeker for the couple.
Yeah.
Like proposing on the Jumbotron or, you know, any of that.
But using the baby as attention by proxy. I mean, yeah. I think, and it's nowhere nearly as bad as having a birthday party for your dog where you do all this stuff. But it is the same, because, I mean, kids' events have gotten out of control too. So it is all kind of related, mm-hmm. but the dog thing is certainly more, I mean, obnoxious.
And would you want to be celebrating a dog that's mama was that much of a whore?
Sleeping with everybody. Yeah.
I don't want to condone that kind of behavior.
Not at all. The dog is like kind of freaking out because people are now clapping and it's clearly startled. Because you want to have your TikTok moment.
And then there was another video that has gone viral of a dog. It looks like they were shooting some sort of a video or commercial or something in this high-end boutique. And the dog squatted. Were they using the dog in the commercial or something?
I think it was probably just the photographer's, you know, lap dog. Brings it everywhere.
Right. And so the dog went to poop on the floor of this boutique right in front of the shoe rack.
Yeah.
And a guy who was working on the, like an assistant or something, runs over, cups his hands, and puts it under the dog's ass. And the dog pooped in his hands, so he didn't have to hit the floor.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And I've picked up every one of my dog's turds for 6 years. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
This guy was like a superhero, though. He didn't even think about it. He's like, uh-oh. We can't get that on because it's hardwood floors and it's just, you know, and it's going to mess up the shot because it's going to be smeared and the floor might look different in the spot. I mean, he just sprung into action.
Yeah. I mean, it was like sliding into home.
That would have been the last thing I thought to do. I wouldn't have even considered doing that. I maybe would have tried to pick up the dog and get him, you know, move him fast or whatever. He just cupped hands underneath it. It made it seem like that's not the first time it's happened.
Yeah, he did it too quick. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah. Leave the dog at home. Unless the dog was supposed to be in the commercial that they were making, the dog had no business up there.
Yeah, but then on the flip side, it's like it's an urban streetwear boutique. I mean, if your dog's gonna shit in some in a store, let it be that one. You know,
add it on.
You know
it.
What? Yeah, I mean, you've got $700 sneakers in there. It's like that makes sense. I mean, it's so stupid.
It needs to be pooped on.
Yeah, you should poop in that Louis Vuitton bucket hat because it's already stupid looking enough.
Nobody would even notice.
No.
Huh.
Crazy.
But you would never do that?
No. No, especially not since he's been on these fiber capsules lately. Much more volume.
Yeah, it's productive.
And this is a little dog, so I mean, he just got it right in his hand and walked right outside. No, where are you going now? You're going outside for the trash can, I hope, or like, what are you? What's the step two?
When I'm trying to clean my hands, I would be gagging.
Somebody does in the video. Yeah. Another guy sees it and goes, ooh, whoa. I mean, it was pretty bad.
All right, so we got more of the Graham Slam coming up. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Because I know you said it, that your dog used to, when you lived in the city, he would always poop right in front of where people were eating at this fancy restaurant outside. And was it at the tapas place that they, or was that a different deal that you used to pass by all?
Yeah, that was a different place, but it was the Capitol Grill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he would always poop right there.
Yeah, like right in, there's not many grassy spots in the city, so you got to find one. And he found that one and loved going right there. So people would be eating lunch in business suits like bankers. I'm like, sorry. But it was Charlotte. Everybody had a dog, and everybody's gross.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Do you remember the story of that? Ace and Adam, our manager, and I were out waiting for some people to meet us at a restaurant. We were just sitting out on a sidewalk table, and this woman pulls up, and like she let her dog poop right there at the in the little planter thing, the little curb that has the dirt and grass in it, and it was right in front of us. And then she asked us to help her because she had a physical limitations of some sort, and asked us to help her get either into her car or into the place that she was going. But either way, we're trying to help her walk, and she wanted to walk over that thing where her dog had just pooped, but she was before she had picked it up. So I'm like,
that's priority number one.
Yeah. and I'm not doing it. Yeah, right. So I'm trying to help her. Like, she's leaning on me to in assistance to walk, and giving her assistance to walk, while I'm so paranoid that I'm going to step in that dog poop.
Heck yeah.
So it was a little shaky.
I bet.
Because I'm not just going to say, well, it's a price I got to pay to help this woman.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't real nice either. You would think if you're asking some strangers for that type of help, you'd be sweet about it, but she wasn't.
Yeah, sometimes when you do favors for old people, they're not as appreciative.
She wasn't even old.
Oh, she wasn't old?
No. No, she was just limited physically.
Okay.
Something's wrong with her leg or something.
Yeah, it's bad. Did she ever pick it up?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think she went in and came back out, you know, and then walked a different way where she didn't have to step over that thing, and she got in her car.
Was it a big dog or little dog?
Medium dog, yeah.
Just,
but it was almost like a who's going to say anything to me? Who's going to complain to me? You know, I got something wrong with my leg, and it's a dog. Mm-hmm. So people aren't going to complain about dogs in 2024 if they don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes me one of the most courageous broadcasters there is. Because I'll say stuff.
We'll say some stuff.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. It ain't nothing to me.
Brave.
Yeah. Picking your dog's crap up. Mm-mm. Plus letting a stranger like that much up on you, you know. Like, because she was leaning on me like she had been hurt on the field and I was helping her off.
She should be at home. What is she doing if she can't even walk? Where is she going?
I think she was delivery driving food.
Oh, God.
I think that's what she was doing.
With the dog in the car?
Yeah. Ugh. Is there a rule that you're not supposed to do that? I think you're not supposed to do that.
I would imagine you're probably not.
Because, I mean, you got a passenger seat full of food and the dog's going to be trying to get in it, right?
I've had kids deliver the food before.
Like, were they in the Uber Eats with their parents?
I'm assuming mom's driving. And she sent. I mean, it was like an 8-year-old that like dropped off my Chipotle one time. It was, you know, I was up in the high rise. I'm like, so they got on the elevator, went into the lobby, asked the concierge to let them up to my floor, called me, and then came, knocked on my door, and handed me my food. I was like, oh. And then as they walked away, I looked down the hallway, not a parent in sight. That's like an 8-year-old you're sending to a stranger's apartment.
Yeah. In a dangerous city.
In the city.
God.
And I think it happened more than once.
I get, you know, sometimes kids, you know, need to help out with things. You know, family needs the kids' help.
Sure, sure.
But go to this stranger's apartment on the 13th floor and come right back. It's insane.
Yeah.
You should have snatched one of them just to make a point.
Get in here.
Yeah. You see, I wasn't really taking him, officer. I was just making a point to his stupid ass mother of what could happen.
That's great.
You know, some people would have called the police on her.
Yeah, probably.
Said, hey, she's endangering this child.
Yeah. And I want to ask the concierge. I was like, what? Did you not ask any questions about, like, but they did call me and they were like, your food is here. And like, didn't mention that it was like a little kid there. Imagine my shock. Like, give me that damn burrito and get the hell out of here.
Now, kids working in their parents' restaurant and all that, you know, wiping tables, cleaning up,
working on a farm, whatever. Feeding the hogs. Yeah. That's a different story.
But you don't send them walking by themselves in the city.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Now, even back when I was a kid, people wouldn't have done that. You know, but my mom would send me to the store, like walk to the store when I was a little kid to get cigarettes.
Yeah. I feel like
nobody thought anything about that.
Every Chinese restaurant you go into, there's always like one kid in the corner at a table, like,
yeah,
working on homework or coloring something. You're like, ooh, this food's about to be good. They working all day here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the culture is you know, family, strong family, family doing what they need to do to help, you know, be hard workers and all of that. I love that.
Yeah.
And usually when there's a little kid working in the family business, people love it, you know.
Yeah.
But I was at a Chinese restaurant one time, and there was probably a 10-year-old. He was about 10. And he would bring the food to the table, you know, whatever. Yeah, but he was a little shithead.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Oh, you're kidding.
I didn't leave him shit for a tip. He was like, here's your food.
Take your food.
Yeah. No, we don't even offer that. It's not even on the menu. Let me take your drink order. Well, before we get into all that, need to ask you some questions, mister. Oh, I can't believe I forgot to tell y'all this. It's not a lot, but it's very noticeable, easily noticeable, that that I've got some grass growing that I planted and all a few weeks ago.
No way.
Yep.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I mean, you don't look out there and go, whoa, that really worked. You got a good-looking yard.
Looks like Augusta out there.
Not yet, but, it's sprigs in a row, you know, where it was aerated and all that.
They're signs of life.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
Good. And are you constantly watering it with sprinklers and stuff all the
mm-hmm.
time?
Yeah. Yeah, Jody's got it set to water every day.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And the guy's coming to mow this weekend for the first time since we planted all of that. And then after that, I'm going to weed and feed.
Sure. It's my whole afternoon is just pulling weeds.
So what I'm thinking is that once I put out the weed killer and the fertilizer, then a lot of what looks like grass now is going to die because it's actually weeds. So it'll look a little more bare. We need them weeds, baby.
Yeah, we're trying to get some coverage.
Yeah, without the weeds.
Yeah. There's this big thing on TikTok. A really popular subscriber flipped her lawn into all clover. She goes, now we have a fairy lawn.
Oh.
Because it's like plush, but apparently clover, you know, much mm-hmm. easier to grow than grass. It doesn't require the same amount of water. So their entire yard is just a thick patch of clover.
That might be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's soft to walk on, but she's like, the only downside is that there could be, you know, snakes under there that you never see because it's such thick coverage. And you're like, well, that kind of
I would call that a downside, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
How often do you go outside barefoot, Riggins?
All the time.
You do?
Oh, sure.
They in the grass and stuff?
Yeah. Now, I might get eaten up,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I was pulling weeds yesterday for like an hour. I was going, my back is killing me today. Yeah, it was just like down, pulling weeds. Yeah, I think it was barefoot then, too.
Yeah, I'm never outside and barefooted if there's not a pool or lake or ocean situation.
Really?
Yeah, I never am barefooted outside.
You sit on the porch barefoot?
No.
Really?
No, I always have flip-flops on or something.
What kind of southerner are you?
I don't know. But yeah, I don't like. I guess it's the dirt thing. I don't like being in the dirty, barefoot. Really? Yeah,
that's funny. You're like Rob, he doesn't like the feel of dirt and grass on it.
Yeah, or lotion.
Or lotion. He's got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't like lotion. I forgot about that. Uh-uh. Mm. Yeah, so I don't ever go outside barefoot. None of my people do. Jody doesn't. My kids don't. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing. No need.
How far do you go off from the house? Just
not
in
outside,
the yard?
Yeah, not outside my yard. But yeah, I had a beer out there yesterday in the koozie and popped the flops off and was walking through the grass and pulling weeds.
Wearing shorts or jeans? You're doing shorts, a shorts, Huck shorts, Finn. Shorts. Roll up your jeans.
I don't do that. Short, making sure my butt crack's not hanging out, you know.
Yeah. Well, so we'll have to put that on the list of ways that you're redneck and I'm not.
Oh, please. I'm trash.
Mm. Oh. I forgot to ask this. The other day when we were in Indiana for my wife's aunt's, I'm going to say funeral, my little niece and nephew are 12, they're twins, and they were out on the porch with us, and then my brother-in-law, Chuck. Well, one of my wife's aunts, Aunt Neva's friends, and her husband came out there to eat their refreshments. And I was sitting on the swing. I gave her my seat. You know, here, sit down. You know. And then my little nephew did something. I was joking with him, and I was like, yeah, don't be doing that. This is a fancy house. These are nice people. Don't be acting like white trash in here. And they looked like I had said like the most awful racial slur in front of the black lady because I said white trash.
That's bad.
Yeah, he's like, trash. Oh, you said white trash. I was like, what did he say?
I mean, it's rude, but I mean, it's not like
it was a joke, but it wasn't anything against her. We can't say white trash in front of black people. How's that offensive to them?
Yeah, that was.
So you don't think I was out of line?
Not at all.
That? Okay, because I don't know how the tides turn all the time on things are offensive and what aren't.
But I lean the way of just shutting up, you know, over anything. But that's not offensive at all.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think.
White trash?
Yeah.
Are they allowed to call each other like stupid or dumb or anything? Or is that because my cousins, that was like the big thing you should never say. Never say somebody stupid.
Yeah, the S word.
The S word, yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the kind of house they were raised in that where you're not allowed to say anything negative.
No. Mm-mm. But it was more, my brother-in-law said it. He was the one saying you don't say white trash in front of black people. I was like, what?
Never heard that before, ever.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure I was right, which I always am, you know.
Again.
All right. So that's it for TJ's podcast today. Don't forget to go fill out that survey to become an official TJ Fanatico. We're going to have parties, and we're going to have events, and you can win prizes and invitations that other people don't get, all of that kind of stuff. acetj.com/Fanatico, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.